walang tunay na demokrasya kung walang kalayaan para sa lahat ng tao dito sa Estados Unidos. There's no true democracy without freedom for all people here in the United States. Hi, I'm Angela Lim. I'm a fourth-year journalism and Asian American Studies major here at the University of Texas at Austin. I was an undergraduate research assistant at the Center for Media Engagement Propaganda Lab here at UT from summer of 2023 to fall of 2023. I'm Filipino-American. I grew up in the Philippines, and I really wanted to do research on my own community because I feel like political mis- and disinformation is something that's really rampant in my own circles or my friends' circles. A lot of Filipinos are on Facebook. It's the largest social media network. My whole family has a group chat with each other on Messenger. That's also how a lot of political information traveled. I feel like a lot of those political posts that would be shared among my circles, they would have kind of like a shock value to them, whether it be like regarding the current president or the elections, exaggerated headlines, or maybe news articles taken out of context. What you see definitely depends on the type of media you consume. I know my parents, they primarily get their news from cable TV or they watch TV. And I feel like that's true in a lot of immigrant households where you wake up early in the morning, you turn on the morning news. In Asian American communities, we're often told to not rock the boat or to just lay low. And I think that's also something that my parents emphasized to us. It's very hard to find solutions to, you know, combating misinformation, disinformation. It's easier said than done to be like, oh, have these conversations with their parents, send articles from the Washington Post or the New York Times or things like that. But there's only like so much that you can do. Like, for example, my dad sent like an article, something about Texas or Austin. It was reported by a national outlet, and I was like, you need to read more local news or like news outlets based in Texas or in the area because they know what's going on. But my dad doesn't read stuff like the Texas Tribune or KUT or local NPR station here. So it's very hard to say like what a solution is, but ideally it would be having those conversations. Also, I think it helps to understand where they're coming from too, like where my parents are coming from, trying to understand like how did they grow up to think this way and try not to antagonize them so much. And I feel like it's very important to understand like our life experiences have shaped us to think about things a certain way.